You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And you turn us on and you'll hear us as well, I tell you. From now, 6 o'clock going through till 10 o'clock this morning. For as long as you can stand it. Anyway, a very good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, the 12th of April. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you on the Tuesday morning. Lovely to be with you any morning. Take a deep breath. Yes, I'm still alive. Right, let's take a look. I'll tell you what, I've got one piece for you, but it's a little bit on the long side. Entertainment history for the 12th of April. We were talking recently, it seems to have been sort of the waltz season. If we go to the year 1801, Austrian dance music composer Joseph Lanner was born. He's known as one of the Viennese composers to reform the waltz from a simple peasant dance to something that even the highest society could enjoy. He was just as famous as his friend and musical rival Johann Strauss I, who was better known outside of Austria in their day because of his concert tours abroad. Apparently, in particular, he used to go to France a lot and also to England.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's turn it on and get everybody thinking. Let's turn it on. Everybody's talking, dancing. Let's turn it on. All the people got to get the right impression.
There you go. I told you, if you turn it on, you hear it. Starting off there with Freddie Mercury, and let's turn it on. 6 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, it is Tuesday morning, boys and girls, which means in the last hour of the day, if you're able to hang around, we do go cooking. We go cooking with our feisty foodie, Sarah, this morning. It's in the last hour.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, there we go. There's somebody else who travels a lot, because that is Frankie. And Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And that was released in the UK by ZTT Records, if I remember rightly. That was in 1983. It was the band's debut single, believe it or not. The hit version, produced by Trevor Horn and featuring the band along with other musicians, entered the UK top 75 singles chart in November of 1983, but didn't crack, by the way, the top 40 until early January of 1984. 3 weeks later, it reached number one on the chart, dated 28th of January of 84, replacing Paul McCartney's Pipes of Peace, one of the decade's most controversial and most commercially successful records. Relax eventually sold a reported 2 million copies just in the UK alone. There we go. Interesting piece of music, isn't it? Right, what have we got for you now on this morning's breakfast? I'll tell you what, I'm about 30 seconds... I'm 30 seconds early. But we're going to do it anyway. I'm not going to keep talking for another 30 seconds. Send you back to sleep. What have I got for you this morning in the shower? I'll tell you what I have got. I got one this morning. Get the water right. There we go. For the ladies. Boys. Yes. Boys. From Sabrina.
Boys, 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 and looking for a good time. Boys, boys, boys,
moment ago. Oh, you made plenty of room in the shower this morning then. That's Sabrina. And boys, summertime love. And there we go, out of the shower and on your way to where it is that you're going on this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, it is the 12th of April. Just joined us, very good morning to you. We're 18 and a half minutes right now, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
No fighting. We got the refugees. No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasso.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm all tonight, and then my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving. And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can at the door. The way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on taking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. Yeah. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm all tonight, and then my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go. Let's go. See, baby, I see it's perfect. If I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection. Oh, boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. I will self-restrain. Have done to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's too hard to explain.
Fantasy, a refugee back me back with the police from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club, Jizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch it? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Oh, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfect. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. Hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension, baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Well, there we go. Yes, that is Shakira, of course, featuring the Haitian rapper Wyclef Jean. And that was for the reissue, by the way, of Shakira's seventh studio album, Oral Fixation Volume 2, released in 2006 by Epic Records. Hips don't lie. You're lucky for some of you. For us lot, hips don't move. Time on the Breakfast Show, making our way to 23 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning, 12th of April.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you've never been, but all the things that you've seen slowly fade away. You said the brains I had went to my head.
tell you what, good advice coming there from Oasis. Don't look back in anger. Take us to the bottom of the hour. This goes back to 1963 with Billy Davis and Tell Him. I love that song when it first came out. I must admit, I don't dislike it now. Billy Davis and Tell Him from 1963. It was a song originally written and composed as Tell Her. It's a 1962 song originally that was written and composed by Burt Burns, who, when he did so, actually used the pen name. I remember, I think it was Burt Russell. And it was popularized through its recording by the Exciters. The song was recorded as Tell Her by Dean Parrish as well in 1966, but that version very, very popular over in the United Kingdom by Billy Davis. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are half past, and we're very pretty accurate this morning. We're half past the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely, boys and girls. Great to have you with us this morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 12th of April. And we're doing well. April already. Soon be time to go on vacation. Right, let's look at some of the local news this week. Got quite a bit to get through. The articles are not so many, but very detailed. We'll start off, though, with the epidemiological report of yesterday. We've now got 2,086 active cases of COVID-19, and in the last 24 hours, they confirmed 136 new infections. Now, to get those 136 new cases, they applied 3,406 tests, returning a positivity of 4%. The ministry reports one death due to the new coronavirus, now giving us a cumulative total of 8,177 since the pandemic arrived in the country. Lethality percentage not changed at 1.1%. Now, of the 2,086 active cases, it is specified that there are 2,001 in home isolation. Now, those in isolation, we've got 1,988 at home and 13 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, hospitalised patients, we've got 77 patients in the wards and we have 8 in the intensive care units. The plenary of the magistrates of the electoral court, the Tribunal Electoral, rejected an appeal filed by the Realising Goals Party, which requested to modify its calendar of the internal election of the board of directors of the executive secretariats of youth and women, which were scheduled for the 24th of April. The sentence of the plenary session indicated that the reasons on which the party based its request can be corrected in the development of the electoral calendar. Since there is enough time to execute the tasks that have not yet been completed, the legal basis for the decision is found in articles number 102 and 595 of the Electoral Code. The first liquidator court of criminal cases summoned to trial the former director of the National Security Council, the CSN, Gustavo Perez, and the former director of the extinct now National Aid Programme, the PAN, Giacomo Tamborelli. This is for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement in the investigation carried out for the loss of a surveillance machine, the Pegasus machine, in fact. The court also granted a provisional dismissal in favour of former CSN head Alejandro Garus, this after the public ministry did not file an accusation against him. Some CSN officials, by the way, allege that some of the equipment used for wiretapping was removed from the Quarry Heights facility. Israel's NSO group and its Pegasus software have been in the headlines since at least 2016, when investigative groups accused it of helping spy on a dissident in the United Arab Emirates. The controversial legal topic of paid leave, which allowed some local authorities to have 2 salaries from the state, is unconstitutional because it represents a jurisdiction or a privilege. This was unanimously determined by the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice, which settles a debate that in recent months has had its protagonists not only the local authorities, but also the deputies of the National Assembly and the Comptroller General's Office of the Republic, whose function is to monitor the proper use of public funds. The ruling, which responds to a claim of unconstitutionality filed in September of last year, is dated March the 14th of 22. That is 2 weeks before the majority of deputies of the Assembly's Municipal Affairs Commission refused to eliminate this figure, established in Law 37 of June the 29th of 2009 under decentralisation. Well, guess what? No more double salaries. It's unconstitutional. The lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz, who promotes the revocation of the mandate of the mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, presented on Monday a request to the magistrates of the Electoral Court to clarify whether supporting the revocation could be a cause to be expelled from various parties, political parties. Ruiz Diaz appeared Monday morning at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral in Ancon because people who want to sign the revocation of Fábrega feel that this will be used as grounds to expel them from their particular groups. More details on that all coming up at 8-9 o'clock this morning. Now, a group of citizens presented on Monday a lawsuit before the Supreme Council of Justice against the construction process of the new seafood market. Luis Pinedo from Consulta Ciudadana said that the group filed the lawsuit against the construction of the new seafood market on the coastal strip because this process violated many laws. Pinedo explained that among the violations that he can mention is one related to the endorsement in Panama Compras, which does not exist. And that's basically it. Those are the stories, but I say quite a bit of detail a bit later on. It's all rather interesting. So that's going to be at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And what we've got coming up for you, don't forget, usual bits and pieces. At 7 o'clock, we will be looking at some of the international news for this Tuesday morning. 7:30, some of the international business headlines. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather, which for right now, well, I think we're going to be partially cloudy for the rest of the morning, at any rate. 22 minutes now, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. Original one of that. Norman Greenbaum made that originally, Spirit in the Sky. That version comes from Blue Mink. They were a British six-piece pop group that existed, 1969 to 1977. Over that period, they had six top 20 hit singles in the UK, singles chart, and released five studio-based albums as well. Blue Mink. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just making our way now to 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. 89.3. Cool FM.
There's life in the ground. I'm away from home when I spend.
called Just Another Day, and I love the name of the group. Oingo Boingo there. Jolly, isn't it? Oingo Boingo. Right, I tell you what, let me just remind you about something. Our friends at Inquinto 24, don't forget, did you know that they have delivery? Yeah, and what's more, it's free, okay? It's called Inquinto 24 Entrega a Domicilio. And this week, by the way, they got 30% off new products for gamers. Inquinto 24, remember, Entrega a Domicilio. Just try it now. You know, buy something, or I tell you what, don't miss Inquinto 24. They've got their real estate fair with discounts in apartments and houses. This is in Costa del Este, as well as Santa Maria. Now, visit Inquinto 24 today. Check out your new home. And guess what, then? You can get them with Entrega and Domicilio to deliver it. Why not? That's our friends at Inquinto 24. Big supporters here of us here in the Breakfast Show. Big thanks for that. Now, I tell you what, this day, 12th of April, not a particularly good day, I guess, if you are, a boxer. I tell you what, if we go back to the year 1981, it was the death of Joe Louis, the U.S. and World Heavyweight Boxing Champion. He died on this day back in 1981. And in 1989... the death of Sugar Ray Robinson, the welterweight and midweight boxing champion. Not a good day, 12th of April, if you're a boxer.
I'm just a boy, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my resistance. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy. In the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they will know. Well, lie, 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 lie. Asking only workman's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying down my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going. The New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home. La 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 la. By his trade, and he carries the ribbon down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Oh, lie, lie, lie. La la la.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Doesn't matter what I say.
we had two in a row. The first one was a great version of The Boxer, which originally, of course, was Simon and Garfunkel, but that was Mumford and Sons and their rendition. Very good. Following on there from the Blues Traveller, and that's called Hook. Now, let me just, something here I want to, oh yeah, let me just tell you what Sarah's got in mind for us. This is in the last hour of this morning's programme. We're going to link up with Sarah up there in Canada. And because Easter's coming up, she said, it says here, so you've got the family over, you don't want to spend all your time in the kitchen. So one of the best solutions is a frittata, apparently. My favourite combination, says, frittata with smoked salmon, feta and asparagus. Also, we're going to be looking at baked French toast casserole with vanilla and cinnamon. Maple glazed bacon, that's coming up as well. And most importantly, a mango daiquiri. Daiquiri. I can normally get it right when I order it. Right, so yeah, so that's what Sarah's got in line for us later on this morning. The time on The Breakfast Show, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour, so we'll do this and then look at some of the international news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Time on The Breakfast Show is 7 o'clock in the morning on this Tuesday morning, the 12th of April. Just joined us. Very good morning to you. Welcome. Stick around. I'm going to be here for another 3 hours yet. Looking at some of the international news for this morning, civilians were fleeing from areas of eastern Ukraine on Tuesday. This is ahead of an anticipated Russian offensive. While Kiev said that it was checking reports that Russian forces had used chemical weapons in the besieged port city of Mariupol. The battle for Mariupol was reaching a decisive phase with Ukrainian Marines holed up in the Azovstal industrial district. Should the Russians seize Azovstal, they would be in full control of Mariupol, the linchpin between Russian-held areas to the west and east. The city has already been laid waste by weeks of Russian bombardments that have killed possibly thousands of civilians. All options would be on the table in how the West responds to any use of chemical weapons in Ukraine by Russia, British Armed Forces Minister James Heapy said on Tuesday. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said on Monday Britain was working with its partners to verify the details of reports that Russian forces may have used chemical agents in an attack on the southeastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where, say, thousands are believed to have died during a near seven-week siege. President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Tuesday that attempts to isolate Moscow would fail, citing the success of the Soviet space program as evidence that Russia could achieve spectacular leaps forward in tough conditions. Russia says it will never again depend on the West after the United States and its allies imposed crippling sanctions on it to punish Putin for his February the 24th order for what he called a special military operation in Ukraine. Emmanuel Macron's offer to soften planned pension reforms is a manoeuvre to lure voters ahead of the second round of France's presidential election, but he would still execute the original plans if re-elected, far-right candidate Marine Le Pen said. It's a manoeuvre of Emmanuel Macron to try to win over, or at least to mitigate the opposition of the left-leaning voters, said Le Pen on Tuesday, speaking in an interview with France Interradio. France's far-right candidate, Marine Le Pen, is closing the gap now with President Emmanuel Macron ahead of the second round of the country's presidential election, a poll showed on Tuesday, as forecast voter turnout is seen declining further. Taiwan's military released a handbook on civil defence for the first time on Tuesday, giving citizens survival guidance in a war scenario as Russia's invasion of Ukraine focuses attention on how the island should respond to China's pressure. China has never renounced the use of force to bring Taiwan under its control and has stepped up military activities nearby in the past 2 years. This is to press it into accepting its sovereignty claims. Major U.S. Gun manufacturers on Tuesday are slated to urge a federal judge in Boston to dismiss a lawsuit by the Mexican government accusing them of facilitating the trafficking of weapons to drug cartels, leading to thousands of deaths in Mexico. Lawyers for gun makers, including Smith & Wesson and Sturm, Ruger & Co., are expected during a virtual hearing to ask the U.S. District Judge F. Dennis Saylor to toss a novel lawsuit that Mexico filed in August, seeking $10 billion from them. Mexican President, sticking with Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, quickly sought to leverage millions of votes he received in a Sunday referendum on his leadership, urging lawmakers to pass an electricity bill, arguing that not backing it would be tantamount to treason. So that's it. That's some of the things in the international world news. Don't forget, 7:30, round about that time, we'll be looking at some of the international business headlines for today as well. In 10, 15 minutes' time, we'll take a look and see what the weather is doing. And also, don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll check in with Ingrid. We'll be having a word with Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, see what's happening in our little world. Apart from that, plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Nita Ford and Kiss Me Deadly. I tell you what, I was just looking at a saying here. This is a quote from Hollywood mogul Samuel Goldwyn. It says here, give me a smart idiot over a stupid genius any day. I go along with that. You can be a genius by, say, you know, having a doctorate in this, that and the other, but if you're not smart enough to utilise it well, the same thing, isn't it? Give me a smart idiot over a stupid genius any day. Oh well, time to pay the rent. Or is it the tax man that's coming? Hold on. There we go, that's Gwen Guthrie trying to pay the bills. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Are you listening to The Breakfast Show? We are on 89.3 Cool FM through this place on your radio dial. I'm just going to get this in quickly because I just saw. See if I can get this up quickly. Don't go away, talk amongst yourselves while I work. There we go. I want to be a conquer the world. Oh, here we go. I found it because I just seen a message here from Jessica. Remember Jessica, won one of our prizes. It says, good morning, Jerry and Yasmin. Thank you for a lovely, lush gift box. I loved it. Just like your show. We smell nice as well. My husband is taking the kids to school today. So please say hi to Tony, Andy and Nikki. Hi, Andy, Tony and Nikki. Feeling embarrassed yet? Oh, okay. They'll be in the car until about 7:20, so I've just got time. You asked if we could play them I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker with Flowers in My Hair from Sandy Thom.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were so scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When pop stars still remained a myth and ignorance could still be bliss. And when God saved the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter in the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker. Record shops were still on top and vinyl was all that they stopped. And the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games men kick around. And footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care.
There we go. Yes, Sandy Thom. Yes, thanks for that request. That was going out to Tony, Andy and Nikki, who's in the car with Dad today going off to school. Be careful when you get out. They'll be looking at you because you've been mentioned on the radio now. That's Andy, Nikki, Tony. Good morning. Hope you're going to have a great day. Enjoy school. I never did. Now you know why I'm doing a radio program. 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we'll look at the weather after this. What is this? This is, in actual fact, Incognito and the weather report.
The weather report says rain, but I don't see the clouds you see. The contradiction is so clear. We're not on the same page. The weather report says rain. So you tell me all the time, my intuition here, my dear. We're not on the same page.
Say what I see and keep your eyes on the bright side of life. If I say what you see, then I'll stand up and deal with the strife. Then our vision combines, let's compromise to the
That's Incognito and their weather report, featuring Take Six on there as well. Well, I tell you what, let's see if it has got anything to do with our weather report. Let's take a look at that and see what's happening for today, shall we? We're going over to the province of Colón, to Costa Rica, where we normally start off our weather report. 28 degrees Celsius today, that's going to be the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 33 degrees is the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 80%. Now, this morning, it's going to be partially cloudy. This afternoon, chance of isolated showers. And tonight, chance of isolated showers as well. Moving across the isthmus to West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation, 70% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight there'll be a little bit more cloud. It's just going to be cloudy tonight. Now, let's take a look at the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 25 degrees being the minimum. We're looking at a thermal sensation of 37% and 70% relative humidity, which not too bad, shouldn't be too sticky. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning and this afternoon and tonight as well, so it's going to be rather pleasant for us here in the metropolitan area, in the city area. Moving out to the Gulf of Panama, 29 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature out there, with 26 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity, that little bit higher up there is what we expect, and that's at 89%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight there's a good chance of isolated rains with thunderstorms out there in the Gulf. Now let's move on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides, as we like to. On the Pacific, high tide, the first one was at 12:11 this morning, just after midnight. That was 3.44 meters. Low tide, that was at 6:24. That was about an hour ago, and that's 1.22 meters. High tide again, 12:53 this afternoon, just before 1 o'clock, 3.66 metres will be the high tide, and low tide, the last one, 7:04 tonight, 1.25 metres. Looking at the Caribbean for today, we've got low tide, that was at 1:28 this morning, 0.06 of a metre. High tide will be at 8:17, 0.24 of a metre. Low tide again, that'll be at 3:38 this afternoon, minus 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide, that will be at 9:53 tonight, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. So there we go for the tides. Now, maritime conditions, let's take a look and see what the sea conditions are for today. Starting on the Caribbean coast, we do have a small craft advisory for this morning, 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds. They're coming in from a northeasterly direction, and waves are going to be at 4 feet. During the course of the afternoon, that advisory is still in place. Winds dropping slightly, though, down to 15 to 20 kilometres an hour. The directional change to the north, waves, they're going to remain at 4 feet. Looking at the Pacific, we do have a small craft advisory for this morning. We've got 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds. That's coming in from the north-north-east. Waves are going to be at 3 feet. This afternoon, we do still have a small craft advisory, 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, with waves at 3 feet. So basically, that's that's what you've got to worry about with regards to the weather for this Tuesday the 12th of April.
Okay. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
From Zoe and Sunshine on a Rainy Day, that is the Kinks and You Really Got Me. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are half past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international business news this morning. What's happening in the world of business as it opens up on this Tuesday morning. World stocks have slipped to their lowest levels in almost a month. The dollar held firm and selling again gripped the world's biggest bond markets on Tuesday ahead of data expected to show annual US inflation rising at its fastest pace in 40 years. With US 10-year Treasury yields rising to new highs above 2.8%, levels last seen in late 2018, unease that an aggressive policy response to inflation from the US Federal Reserve could undermine economic growth weighed on sentiment. European shares opened 1% lower. Stocks, Japan's blue-chip Nikkei stock index shed 1.81%, and trade in US equity futures pointed to a weak open for Wall Street. And that all left the MSCI's World Equity Index flagging at its lowest levels in almost a month. Economists polled by Reuters forecast the US Consumer Price Index, the CPI, would post an 8.4% year-over-year increase in March versus a 7.9% rise a month earlier. London's FTSE 100 fell on Tuesday as data showed some signs of reduced demand for labour, with healthcare and consumer staples stocks weighing the most, while Rolls-Royce dropped to the bottom of the blue-chip index on brokerage action. The FTSE 100 dropped 0.9%, with Unilever, Diageo, HSBC Holdings and AstraZeneca down between 1.2% and 2.6%, while the domestically focused mid-cap FTSE 200 index declined 0.9%. Rolls-Royce slumped 6.4% after JP Morgan downgraded the aero engineer stock to underweight from neutral. Official figures show that Britain's jobless rate fell below its level immediately before the coronavirus pandemic, while employment rose by a weaker than expected 10,000 and job vacancies hit a record high in the 3 months to March. The euro fell on Tuesday, unable to hold onto its post-French election gains as the dollar held firm, supported by high US yields ahead of inflation data expected to reinforce bets of aggressive monetary tightening. The euro fell 0.19% to $1.08625 at 8:19 GMT, after surging in the previous day to $1.09550 on the news that incumbent President Emmanuel Macron beat far-right challenger Marine Le Pen in the first round of presidential voting. The ruble weakened sharply on Monday, reversing some of the previous week's gains after Russia relaxed temporary capital control measures aimed at limiting a drop in the currency. Shares in Rosbank, a Russian subsidiary of French bank Société Générale, jumped 40% after SocGen said that it would quit Russia and take a 3 billion euros, that's around about $3.3 billion, income hit from selling Rosbank to Interos Capital, a firm linked to Russian oligarch Vladimir Potanin. Oil prices climbed on Tuesday as Shanghai's relaxation of some COVID-19 restrictions eased concerns about Chinese demand, and as OPEC warned it would be impossible to replace potential supply losses from Russia. Brent crude futures, they rose by $3.26 or 3.31% to $101.74 a barrel at 10:02 GMT. While US West Texas Intermediate WTI was up for $3.01 or 3.19% at $97.30. Both contracts lost about 4% on Monday. Sri Lanka's central bank said on Tuesday that it had become challenging and impossible to repay external debt as it tries to use its dwindling foreign exchange reserves to import essentials like fuel. The island nation's reserves have slumped more than two-thirds in the past 2 years as tax cuts and the COVID-19 pandemic badly hurt its tourism-dependent economy and exposed the government's debt-fueled spending. Telecoms equipment maker Nokia is pulling out of the Russian market, its CEO told Reuters, going a step further than rival Ericsson, which said on Monday that it was indefinitely suspending its business in the country. Video sharing app is an interesting one. You see that our friend Elon Musk took a sizable chunk of Twitter. They're all being left behind by TikTok. It says video sharing app TikTok's advertisement revenue is likely to triple in 2022 to more than $11 billion, exceeding the combined sales of its rivals, Twitter Inc. and Snap Inc., according to research firm Insider Intelligence. TikTok, which is owned by Chinese company ByteDance, is one of the world's most popular social media apps, with more than 1 billion active users. And if you are wondering, boys and girls, that's even more listeners than we have on The Breakfast Show.
Us before this real revolution never be enough.
Never be enough.
Just ain't good enough, yeah.
Never, never love.
Can never be enough now.
Never be enough.
Got our independence. Ooh, what are we gonna do with it? Building the houses, claiming back the land, burning the bridges, cleaning up your hands. 'Cause now our love bears no resemblance, ooh, to what we had before. To sow this real revolution, this good revolution, baby, where you're not below me anymore.
Never, never love
will never be enough.
Never be enough.
Just ain't good enough, yeah.
Never, never love.
Listening to Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Something wrong.
tell you what, that's another lovely version of that. That's China Crisis and It's Too Late, which of course was a Carole King written song going back to 1971. And it comes off and it says it's 80s remakes apparently is the album, but of course that song goes back a lot further than that. Before that was Simply Red and Never Love. Still to come on the Breakfast Show, we're 15 minutes by the way right now from 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, top of the hour, we are going to take a look at the local news, some of the items in the local news. And we will check in with Ingrid in the 8 o'clock hour, also have a word with Yasmin, see what's happening. And in the last hour today, this Tuesday, we'll be linking up with Feisty Foodie, Sarah Solomon, up there in Canada.
Is it yes or is it no? What's a man supposed to do? Tell me no, I don't, oh yes I do.
Yes, I do, from Shaking Stevens. 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Just looking at some of the news, tech news, sort of taking my little rummage around the internet. It says here, a man who returned his $16,000 Tesla Model X in 2020 apparently is still paying for it 2 years later. CNBC reported the man tried to use a policy that Tesla had of 7-day no-questions-asked returns, but that the company had quietly got rid of the policy. So there we go. The poor guy sort of gave it back, but they said, well, yes, but there was no... there was no policy, 7-day policy. There we go. That's terrible. A mental health crisis apparently is brewing in Silicon Valley. Insider spoke with tech workers who said that sexual issues, burnout and distress are forcing them to reprioritize their well-being, with many leaving to find more meaningful careers. And some say even the industry's that glitzy perks aren't enough to make them stay. Netflix is introducing a new way to tell its algorithm that you love a movie or a TV show. Two thumbs up allows users to love titles and is meant to improve the content that Netflix recommends to viewers, according to one of their executives. So there we go. That's how they do it. Netflix is certainly churning out some stuff, isn't it?
1, 2, 3.
Johnny Guitar Watson. Baby's in love with the radio. Aren't we all? ago, two radio songs that mentioned Johnny Guitar Watson and Babies in Love with the Radio. Donna Summer there's on the radio. Take us up to the top of the hour. Rod Stewart. Good advice. Love and be loved.
So bright, where the sand is warm and white. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And where the palm trees gently sway and the sky is never gray. All day long they sing a song, the simple words that roll along.
Love and be loved, oh singing I love and be loved. Love and be loved. Oh, sing it now, love and be loved.
On the beach at the cocoa bar, little Jimmy, he plays guitar. He says, all the riches you may possess may never bring you happiness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So reach out and help the man whose luck is down and needs a hand. 'Cause everything means nothing at all if your heart is empty and cold.
Love and be loved. Oh, sing it now, love and be loved. Love and be loved. Oh, sing it now, love and be loved.
In a world divided by indifference, we must teach our children the meaning of commitment. Oh. Take your time, life can change on one slim dime. What you give is what you get, so my friends, never forget to
love and be loved. Oh, sing it now, love and be loved. Love and be loved.
And wandering off into the distance, Rod Stewart there, and say good advice, love and be loved. And that's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them at 6431-0419? Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Welcome back to the breakfast show, boys and girls, and good morning to Renee and Rick. Asked if we could play Journey for them, and Don't Stop Believing.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train for Memphis. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a snow cave room, a smell of wine.
place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them, even if you did. And all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. I'm a rocket man. I'm a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man.
First ones I mentioned, I was going out to Renee and Rick this morning, Journey, and Don't Stop Believing, followed on by a great cover. That's Heaven 17 doing a cover, of course, of Elton John's Rocket Man. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's a Baja Reque morning. I'm about ready to go out. Well, I am outside, actually, and I'm going to go for a walk or a run or a bicycle ride, but the rain is coming, and it's a little too heavy for me to probably not get well. I'm going to get wet anyways if I exercise. You get sweaty when you get wet. So I'll tell you about the flowers I'm seeing out here until the rain stops so I can go work out. I have some hydrangeas growing that are just beautiful. We planted those little babies a couple of months ago, and I've been watering with my special water hose, and they'd be flowering. I got lots of impatience. And those other ones, I guess, are called crocus. They're this two-colored greeny plants. Kind of beautiful. Can't complain. The lots of beautiful plants. And, of course, as soon as the rains come, it gets more and more beautiful. But I'm not going to have, unless it's just too much rain for this little old girl to go out and about. I'll have to try to do something inside, like some, oh, I don't know, similar exercises, jumping up and down, trying to get that blood flowing. All right, let me go back into the gate and lock that baby up. Yeah, I thought I'd be a good girl and get out early and go do that. So that's not happening. So let's take a walk around the yard and see what's going on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's my papaya tree. Ooh, she's growing big. I'm going to get me some papayas out of there soon. And I told you I got me some bananas because I brought some of those to Jerry. We got lots of those. And these look like plantains. She may be ready to come down. Ooh, might be having some plantains for breakfast. I don't know. And those are begonias. You beautiful begonias. Begonias. I don't know which one it is. Right now I'm standing underneath a cinnamon tree. Here, let me crack the leaf for you. Oh, it smells like cinnamon. Oh, so delicious. So yummy. Well,
Because of the rain, I guess I'm just going to either have to, like I said, work out inside because I can't be doing too much outside. Oh, I got coconuts. I forgot I had coconuts. All right, well, that's what I have to tell you this week. Right now, the grass is getting nice and green because of the rain. Look at them plants. Everywhere, plants are green, green. Those ginger plants are green, too. All right, you all be safe out there. And here come the kitty cats because they can hear my voice. So they know, I want to come see Ingrid. All right, so back to you in the studio.
After the rains are gone, something inside me I know is dying for you. The sleet and the snow just drift me, I know, away. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. After the pain has gone, I finally open my eyes, not crying anymore. We drifted apart, it's broken our hearts, surviving. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it
दीवाना तेरा मुझे इश्क की आग में जलने दो, ये धुआं धुआं सा रहने दो.
Doing a little bit of globe-trotting now. Popping out to the Indian for a curry. There's Bollywood there and Ya Duan Duan, I believe it is. Great, isn't it? Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes for the ad night. So let's say a very good morning to Valerie. Valerie dropped us a nice little voice note on our WhatsApp this morning and says hi to me, to Yasmin and the team. So that's lovely to hear from you. As always, Valerie, nice to know you're still going strong there. And I thought, well, I know you like Whitney Houston. So how about this one for you this morning, this Tuesday morning? Whitney Houston, How Will I Know?
Let's
go. That's it for Valerie this morning.
How will I know?
20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we've got it for you at 9. Last hour this morning, going to be linking up with Feisty Foodie, Sarah Solomon up there in Canada. Morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a note a little bit earlier on. Sorry, Mary Lou, it sort of slipped through the cracks. But I'm glad you liked that one from our Bollywood song. She liked that one. But you did ask earlier on this morning if we could play a piece of music for you. You asked, could we please play The Steak from the Steve Miller Band, complete with French fries. There we go, that's it. The Steak remastered version back in 2017, that one. And that's the Steve Miller Band, and that's going out to Mary Lou this morning. And this is one of my favourites, as you probably know. This has been getting a lot of airplay over there in the United Kingdom. It's Yola and Dancing Away in Tears. After this one, we're going to have one from Joy Crooks, which is London Mine. Thank you.
music right now on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or camp road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
There we go, yes, London Mine from Joy Crooks. I must have been listening to those words, just make you a little bit homesick sometimes, all those places I remember. Now, before that, as I mentioned, that was Dancing Away in Tears from Yola. And just taking a look, I thought I'd give you a couple of my, I've got quite a list of these. These are what people wrote on their insurance claim forms. Or, you know, when they had to go to court, perhaps, as well. But this is what they wrote when they've had an accident. This one says, a pedestrian hit me and went under my car. I had been shopping for plants all day and was on my way home. As I reached an intersection, a hedge sprung up, obscuring my vision, and I didn't see the other car. Now, the one invisible car came out of nowhere, struck my car and vanished. And there we go, here's another. This is the last one for the moment. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house, and I collided with a tree that I didn't have. Life just gets better, doesn't it? 7 minutes before the hour of 9. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we've got it again at 9 o'clock. Feisty foodie in the last hour of this morning's programme. Cooking for Easter. love the lines, I love you baby, but not as much as my guitar. That was Prince, before that Fleetwood Mac, and Don't Stop. Time on The Breakfast Show for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Happened here, you might ever wish to forget.
Go Everything But the Girl, and that was These Early Days. If you keep your nine to time, we're 20 minutes after the hour of nine, and we'll be linking up in around about, or between 5 and 10 minutes time, with Sarah for cooking today. We've got, I think she's doing something with salmon, yes?
With salmon?
Salmon. I think so. Let me double check. I wrote it down.
I know, it's for Easter time.
I know, so. Just for Easter, so I guess there's something gonna, it's going to be something fishy about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it says here. Here we go. Frittata. Do you know what a frittata is?
Oh, no.
No, me neither. But it's with smoked salmon, feta, and asparagus.
Ah, okay. Sounds nice.
Yeah, then we got French baked French toast casserole with vanilla and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Plus maple glazed bacon.
Okay.
And most importantly, mango daiquiri. Oh, I got it right this time, daiquiri. I was having a problem with it, like carrying me home. Never going to live that down, am I? So, how was our exercise yesterday? Did we do plenty?
Oh, yeah, it was good yesterday.
I thought I felt okay.
Mm-hmm, at home, yeah.
And for the first time in over 2 years, we have a full production staff.
Oh, yeah.
In the office. Yes, Neil's here. He's in the other room.
Yes.
Wave. Good morning, Neil.
Finally, he's back.
Yeah. Took his time.
Mm-hmm.
Lala's arrived as well, yeah. Oh, dear. It's a full house. Sarah's going to have competition this morning. I think if we talk about baked chicken, Lala might keep quiet.
Oh. She's quiet now.
She's quiet now, yes. She heard us. Oh, don't say anything. Hola, Lala. So, yes, what are we doing today then?
Today, well, just here.
Oh, well, that's all you need to do, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting here, isn't it? Yes, so much fun.
This week has been quiet, you know.
Well, it's only Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, no, but I mean about events and things.
Oh, because we're coming up to Easter. It is a four-day week, isn't it? I keep forgetting.
I guess,
keep forgetting about that.
I guess most of the people are going to be traveling
somewhere. So. Mm-hmm. And half day on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But have you noticed when it's a half day, it's always the wrong half? For us. It's always the wrong half. Why don't we have that morning off and let people work in here? It's always the wrong half.
No, I don't care. I love being...
Good grief.
I don't really need that.
It's so nice you like being here. Me too, for some strange reason. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Well, we like to have fun, don't we, yes?
Mm-hmm,
exactly. Life is fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, otherwise give up. All right, love, look, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
And tomorrow is WTW, middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's two-thirds of the week, almost two-thirds of the week, because we've only got Thursday after that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, one more piece of music, I think, and then we'll see if we can find our feisty foodie, Sarah. It's Boston.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. That is Boston and Don't Look Back. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just coming down to the bottom of the hour. We're just waiting for Sarah to link up with us. Something's gone. Her telephone numbers have all gone weird and skew-whiff. So let me see, because this number here doesn't show as Sarah. Anyway, I'll tell you what, I'll play a little piece of music which will take us to Sarah arriving with us. This is my little fill-in, Hit and Miss by the John Barry Seven. There we go. Yes, perfect timing, because we've now got Sarah with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm getting confused with your numbers, because this number just came up the other day, and the number...
Same one as last week.
Eh?
Same one as last week.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't send you a link on this last week, did I? So, yeah, because you asked
yeah,
me
you
to,
did.
But I'm going to have to change it so I recognize it, because you're just not coming up, your old number.
Yeah,
it's coming up with a Panama number. 677-3455.
Why did you give my number to everyone listening?
Well, because you're not in Panama. They're not going to call you.
And it's Digicel, which, you know, isn't going to exist anymore in a couple of weeks. So, you know, did you hear about that?
What's that?
That Digicel is leaving Panama?
Oh, yeah, of course I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how's the number even going to exist?
Well, they are. It won't.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is with this, of course, we're now just left with two, which is cable and wireless, which has taken over, what was it, Claro, I think, and then you've just got Tigo. So, I mean, bad service is going to be available to everybody, really.
And isn't cable and wireless, like, owned 49% by the government?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That good.
Is, yeah.
That sounds problematic. kind of glad I'm not... You're going to have to feel
well,
the
I mean,
wrath of
that. The sad thing about it is the loser here is the consumer, because,
yeah,
you know, we've lost another player in the market. These two, you know, they'll just get together and, you know, bend over, please.
Yeah, I think quality is probably going to go down and prices are going to go up. So I don't think it's going to create a very unbalanced market for the consumer.
Anyway,
we'll
see. Now we've got some nice we got salmon, smoked salmon today.
Yeah, well, you know, with Easter coming up this weekend, that always takes me to thought process of brunch. You know, I feel like turkey we've talked about so many times with Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
it takes me to a place where you can celebrate, you know, with brunch.
We could talk about a frittata.
Oh, I love a good frittata.
I don't even know what a frittata is.
Well, it's eggs. You know, it's kind of like an omelet almost that you bake in the oven, right? And it has a nice fluffy texture that should be, you know, still a little jiggly inside. And you can put any kind of vegetables. I mean, I've gone with a combination here of asparagus, you know, kind of lightly sauteed with some onion. And then we're going to add some feta and some smoked salmon, some roasted red peppers. But you can really add anything you want. You can
feta.
You can do tomatoes. You know, you can really kind of play with what you have and what vegetables are available there and are seasonal. So,
okay.
You know, we're going to start off by preheating the oven to about 350, and we're going to saute the onions and asparagus in olive oil. So I would suggest doing this in about a 10-inch cast iron pan or any kind of pan that can go into the oven, right? So you always know kind of cast iron is my go-to. And then in a large bowl, you're going to mix, you know, 8 large eggs. And we're going to beat that with a little bit of half and half and add some salt and pepper. That's going to be our base for it. And then we're going to add that in with some feta, some sliced smoked salmon, and some roasted red peppers. And, I mean, you don't have to roast your own peppers if you don't want to. I mean, I think they're perfectly fine to buy the nice jar of them that you can get. But, of course, if you want to roast your own peppers, go right ahead. You know, it's not really hard. You just take the peppers and you can put them on an open flame, especially since a lot of people there have gas ovens. And then you can just put it right on top of the flame, put it in a bag, and then the skin will just kind of fall off. And so you could roast it yourself. You just want to get it nice and charred. But I say go with the shortcut and buy a jar, and you can just slice them up in nice pieces. So we're going to mix that in, make sure we get good distribution, and we're going to pour that over our onion and asparagus mixture into the skillet. And we're going to bake this frittata in the oven for about 35 to 40 minutes until it puffs up. And when you insert like a knife or a toothpick into the middle of it, it comes out clean. All right? And we're going to serve this warm. And part of the beauty of this dish is that you're not in the kitchen, you know, slaving over a stove. You can make it before your guests arrive, put it into the oven, and, you know, time it to be ready for when you're ready to eat. So just work back from that. And just remember that it'll continue to cook after you've taken it out of the oven, because that cast iron is so...
Okay. Hello. You're frozen with your mouth open. Hello. Yes, we've lost Sarah for a minute. And I tell you what, let me put a piece of music on while we wait for Sarah to get back to us. Oh, Sarah's back. Hold on. Don't go away. I'll stop the music. There you go. You disappeared on us for a minute. You were frozen with your mouth open.
Yeah, so did you. So, as I was saying, just don't let it sit too much after you've taken it out of the oven, because the eggs will get dry.
Yeah, this is something I would love with my... I like my scrambled eggs, and I like my scrambled eggs to be, you know, moist.
And, yeah, you know, the best way to do that is to cook them low and slow, and to make sure that you're always kind of moving them in the pan. And then take them out of the pan just before you think they're going to be cooking in the pan.
That's right. I do mine in the microwave.
Okay.
Two minutes.
You get soft, like velvety scrambled eggs out of the microwave?
Yes. Because you put them in. I do it for about a minute at a time, and then you can see what's happening, and then you whisk them, and then you take them out when they're quite soft and moist, and then just leave it, and keep whisking them to get the heat out. Because like you say, they will continue cooking.
Yeah, it saves you cleaning a pan, I suppose. We have a terrible mic not to it. With the microwave that we have, I feel like the temperature is always off. Like, you put it in for what should warm up something in like 15 seconds and it takes, like, you're going to do it. Anyway, I've also given you a recipe for a French toast casserole and also some maple glazed bacon. I'm just kind of bouncing between those two, because if you're going to do this frittata, you can do temperature. So, you know, you can do like a frittata with your side dish at the same time. The casserole itself is something that I would recommend starting the night before. And that way the bread that custard. So all of these things, it just depends how many people you're having and then how much variety you want. So this way you can kind of get your prep done before and then spend more time with
you. Okay.
So the French toast casserole, starts off with about a loaf of French bread, I would say, cut into cubes, maybe a day or two old, so it's not super, super fresh. And for this one, we're going to whip up a nice custard with 8 large eggs, a cup of whole milk, and a cup of half and half. And then we're also going to add some brown sugar and some cinnamon and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the smell of vanilla. I think it's beautiful in this. So we're going to use about an 8 by 11 inch casserole. So if you have something bigger, then your casserole is going to be thinner. So depending on the size of the dish that you use, will determine kind of the height of your casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to whisk that mixture, and we're going to pour it evenly over the breadcrumbs. We're going to lightly press them down just to make sure that all the bread kind of absorbs this beautiful custard mixture. We want to gently stir it just to distribute the custard throughout the bread.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then if you can't do it the night before, I'd suggest trying to do it at least 3 or 4 hours in advance to make sure that it soaks it all up. But if you can do it the night before, the texture that comes out is just this gorgeous kind of velvety texture. And we're also going to make a streusel topping for this. So we're going to combine brown sugar with a little bit of flour, cinnamon, salt, and then some softened butter. All right? And we're just going to use our fingers or a fork to work the butter through the dry ingredients so that it's evenly distributed. And the mixture kind of resembles like wet, clumpy sand. All right? And then we're going to cover that and use it until refrigerated until we're ready to bake off the French toast. And so then once we're ready to bake it off, we're going to preheat our oven to 350. We're going to remove the soaked bread in our custard from the refrigerator, and we're going to crumble the topping over. We're going to bake it for about 40 to 45 minutes at 350 until it's puffed and golden brown. So you want to make sure also that when you're taking it out that your center is not too wet. All right, and then I would suggest either pouring some maple syrup over this or some beautiful whipped cream, and you could even decorate it with some strawberries if you like or something like that.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, even all three of these dishes cook at 350. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a big enough oven, you can make all three at the same time. But if you're not having that many people, you know, you can kind of pick whether you want to go sweet or savory on this one.
That's nice. I'm hungry. So, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. You know, this show does that to us, right? And unfortunately for you, it used to come with like a side of food.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. I don't know. Sorry about that. I really got to slack it on that.
I suppose I can't get Uber Eats up there, can I too?
Sorry, love. I wish I could. So that bacon and maple bacon recipe that we talked about earlier is pretty easy. I mean, the question is, can you guys get some nice thick cut bacon there? We used to get a pretty good one for the restaurant, but I think at retail, it can sometimes be a little tricky to find a nice thick cut bacon. But if you can find one, get one. And what we're going to do is we're going to put them, we want to start off with a baking tray, and we want to line it with some aluminum foil. And then I want you to put kind of like a drying rack or a cooling rack, I guess it would be called, over, the foil and spray it with a little bit of vegetable oil or cooking spray. All right. And then you can lay the bacon strips on the rack. And if they have to overlap a little bit, that's fine. And then what I want you to do is take about 4 tablespoons of brown sugar and 2 tablespoons of maple syrup. And I just want you to warm it in a microwave or in the saucepan until it becomes like liquidy, and brush that warm sugar mixture over the bacon strips. All right. And we're going to pop that into a preheated oven. Another thing I like to do with this recipe is to take some Montreal steak spice, and it just gives it another layer of flavor. So we'll take this like sweet maple bacon and then shake over some Montreal steak spice on it. And it just kind of adds this nice peppery note that really complements that sweetness from the maple. And this was actually something we did on our last burger at Burger Week before COVID, before the restaurants closed. And we did a burger called the Montreal Spice and Everything Nice. And we did it like a maple glazed bacon with a shake of Montreal steak spice on it. It's a really, really delicious combination and not something that people normally put together. So if you can find Montreal steak spice there, I think they have the chicken spice at Price Mart, but If you can get the Montreal steak spice, it's a really nice combination with this.
And tell me something. I mean, I guess you've been out sort of, you know, doing your food shopping and everything. Are you seeing any increase in the prices up there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we see things go up like a dollar or two here. And there's been a big price war going on with PepsiCo, which is like Lay's potato chips. And the biggest retailer here in Canada is a company called Loblaw Companies, which owns about like one third of the retail market here. And they had a huge standoff on pricing because they gave them a price increase on the Lay's potato chips and Loblaw's refused it. So they actually haven't had Lay's potato chips on the shelves for over 2 months. And there's been this huge kind of standoff.
Okay.
So there's been
empty
racks of shelving at all the Loblaw banners, which is a lot, especially in our area. And so that was really kind of producing a market for some smaller potato chip suppliers. But I read in the news yesterday that they just kind of came to an agreement and they're now going to start shipping again. But it's all because of the price increases and, you know, logistics issues and, you know, everybody's trying to pass it on. We were actually just in Chicago and saw that a lot of restaurants were adding, instead of raising their prices, they were just adding like a 3-4% surcharge onto your bill, saying, you know, due to COVID or just due to, you know, wanting to give our employees a living wage, we've added a 3-4% charge to your bill. And if you're unhappy about this, you can let us know. And they're just doing that instead of raising the prices.
I'd rather see them do that. But the thing is, I mean, you say that they're doing it rather than raising the prices. But then the people that supply them, this for argument's sake, say Nestle, will put their prices up because the transportation costs and the there you're getting it twofold, aren't you? You're getting it the price put up by the manufacturer, then the supermarket wants to charge you 3-4%.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening at the restaurants. You know, do you have restaurants doing that there, where they're adding like just kind of a surcharge to the bottom of the bill in lieu of raising the prices?
Let's go back 20 seconds and scrub that, can we? Because we don't want to give anybody ideas. Okay.
We saw it in Chicago all weekend. Like that, instead of raising the price, they're adding a surcharge to the bottom. So, you know, it's two different kind of ways to go about something, but there's been such an increase for them for the cost of goods, for price of gas and all these things that they're seeing increases, and it's hard for them to raise just at the prices on everything. So they're just doing like a base.
That's fair enough if they're adding the percentage on and they're not increasing the prices on the menu. I don't have a problem with that because, you know, it's a little bit like here. We've had people on the street because they're complaining about the cost of fuel. I don't know anywhere, really, that is fairer than Panama when it comes for setting the price of fuel. It's set at the market rate. And the market rate right now is horrendous because of what's going on with Europe, with Ukraine. And this has pushed the price of fuel up, and they're out on the street. And I'm saying, well, what do you expect the government to do about it? It's not the government's fault. I mean, the government has just been paying you God knows how much money to get you through COVID and to keep you protected. And these people are out on the streets. We just had Suntrax want more money. We've had the bimbo bread people wanting more money. And there are 100,000 people that don't have a job.
Wow. I mean, the employment rate was always so low there that it's so sad to hear that it's like that.
Sure.
Yeah, and have you seen a huge price increase in retail, like at food, at retail level at the grocery stores?
It's hard to keep a track because they're always going up at the grocery stores. I mean, you know, it's, you know, and I mean, the thing is, it's always been a case here, and they don't go up by a few cents. You go in and, oh, you got a 50 cent increase.
I found it correlated to when the minimum wage went up. Like, it seemed like almost... when the minimum wage went up, like a day later, the price of, you know, everything else went up.
But the minimum wage thing is a bit of a joke because it's catch 22. You know, they want more money because they need to pay for the food. Well, by giving them more money, the food is going to cost more.
Yeah.
You know, there should be more controls, I think, with regards to supermarkets here, with regards to cartels. Why isn't the market open? Let other people into the market and let's have a fair price.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know how you make that happen, but I mean,
it won't happen as long as there are interested parties that don't want it. That's the unfortunate thing about it. The one that suffers is it's been going on for a long time now. When people come here from the UK or America and say, "My God, your food's expensive."
Yeah, and it never used to be. You know, when we moved there in 2008, the prices were really, really cheap. You know, everything seemed really inexpensive and made it very, exciting to move there because we thought that you were saving a lot of money. So
I think we need a drink, don't you?
I think we do too. Now I saw yesterday that Yasmin posted about falling mangoes and it just made me think, you know, we need more mangoes in our life. So I don't know. I think like you guys aren't in mango season yet, but, with these falling mangoes, maybe you have an opportunity to make a mango daiquiri.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I think that would be a really nice compliment to this Easter brunch. And it's also a cocktail or drink that you can make with or without alcohol. So if you've got some kids there or people who don't drink, we definitely want to cater to everyone, not everybody,
It's called a smoothie.
Right. Well, let's call it a smoothie or a virgin daiquiri or whatever you want. So we can, if you've got the mangoes there, then we can use some beautiful fresh ripe mango. If you don't, you can definitely substitute that, with some mango nectar, mm-hmm. some mango juice. Maybe you've got the series mango juice there, something like that. And what we're going to do is we're going to use our blender and we're going to put a ripe mango in there that's been peeled, seeded and chopped. And we're going to add about the juice of two limes, should be about a quarter cup of lime juice, and about a tablespoon or two of some simple syrup. So we've gone through making simple syrup. Lots of times we know it's equal parts water and sugar that's cooked and brought down to a boil and then cooled down and make sure that it's nicely what are we talking there? We're going to add some rum, about 3/4 cup. And some ice, and we're going to whirl that all into our blender. And as I said, you omit the rum if you're serving kids first, and then you make the next batch, and you can add the rum in. And we're going to maybe rim the glass with some chili and sugar if you like. Use a wedge of lime. And the easiest way is to use, I think, a flat plate, and you can make a nice little mixture. If you want to do salt and sugar, you can as well. Mm-hmm. I like that little kind of bit of heat to it. I think it's a nice compliment to the sweetness of the mango.
Okay, never tried that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try that with the kids first and see if they like it.
Right, and if you want, even you can add some mint into this as well. And mint would also make a great garnish. But if you want to give it a little bit more of a refreshing feel, and it's a nice compliment to that kind of sweetness, you can add some mint into your blender.
Okay. And by the way, Ingrid has just come in. She said she's got dropping mangoes. I mean, I think you can get support for that now, but apparently her mangoes are dropping.
I told you, Yasmin posted it yesterday. And it inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that, I think she said it was because the rain was so hard. So
once again,
you know, it's a bit early for you guys, but I guess that's how it is.
And
be warned and don't stand under any mango trees in a rainstorm.
I've just got Mary Lou's come in, a couple of commenters. The problem in Panama with the prices is the amount of imports and very little products produced in Panama. I must admit, yes, there is a problem with that. The agricultural sector really hasn't had a lot of attention over the years. It's getting a bit more now with this government, but that's quite right. We need new, more locally produced product. The only thing I would say about that, because I'm rather partial to my onions, is why is it that when I go to the supermarket to buy potatoes or onions, which are locally produced, they're old. The onions are already starting to grow inside, with the shoots, and so are the potatoes. shooting?
It sounds like because they've left them in storage for too long.
Probably, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if they're growing them fresh, then why aren't they rotating it more quickly? I think also part of the problem there is what I always used to refer to as the strawberry mentality. Remember, they were selling like a pint of strawberries for like, I think it got up to like $11. And instead of lowering the price and selling more, they would keep the price elevated at $11 and sell less, throw 80% of the way.
There's been a retail problem ever since the days I first came to Panama. I noticed when, you know, when business was bad, and like you say, instead of selling off what you got, the low price if necessary, so you can, revolve stock and get something that'll sell, they just put the price up.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But there used to be kind of near, I can't forget that area. There's a Cerro Punto kind of warehouse where you can pick up local produce. And they've got also like they had a nice selection of flowers as well. So especially for Easter, if you need some flowers, it was near...
Near the bridge, isn't it? Isn't it the Centenario Bridge or something?
Oh my God, the name is escaping me of that area. Like I tell you what direction it is, but I forget where it is. If I think about it,
Don't worry, we'll just follow you.
Okay. Excellent. Well, happy Easter, and I hope you have a delicious brunch this weekend.
And thank you. And as always, thanks very much. Some good recipes there. Don't forget, we'll have those on our webpage today. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa. So do check it out. Sarah, as always, all the best to you and the family. Have a great Easter. And we'll be back with you next week.
Take care, guys.
All the best.
All the best.
Take care. Feisty Foodie. Feisty Foodie, Sarah Solomon with us this morning on The Breakfast Show. And that has brought us to the end of the program. So time for us to all go off and do something else. So big thank you to Sarah. Big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. Glad to hear your mangoes are dropping. And also to Yasmin, my producer here in The Breakfast Show studio. And also today, my co-producer here in the studio, Neil Danby. He's back. Yes, he is back. Isn't it great? 2 years. Now, let's see. That's it. Big thanks to the boys and girls, the group of Grandra, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Call FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow we say WTW. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. And we've just got tomorrow and the day after. And then it's the Easter weekend. So just remember, till 6 tomorrow morning, take care of yourselves. Do what you do carefully. Because at 6, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.